Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We're the very first, the top of the line, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah states, Hazorik v'nizkar me'acher, me'acher sh'yatsa miyado. So someone throws something, and Radaf, we're talking about something was four amos in the Rishus Rabin, based on the Gemara, we're going to see about that. And we remembered that midway, you remember that it was Shabbos, right after you threw it. So then it didn't land yet. What happened? Kal ta'acher, someone else caught it. So then, kalta kelev, or if a dog caught it, ocean isafor was burnt, patr, in all those examples, a person would be patr, you would not be chayev a korban chata. So what's the case of kalta achar, someone else caught it? Because if I was planning on throwing it to Reuven, and someone else like jumped in front and caught it, so then you don't have the hanacha, because the hanacha was performed by someone else, and you did not intend it for. However, if I planned on throwing it to Reuven, and Reuven simply just caught it, so then we quoted in the very beginning of the Masechta, we just discussed that would be chayev, because it's not like Reuven did anything, he was just finishing my maisa. So really the maisa of the Akira and the Hanacha, both the taking out and the Hanacha, placing it down. The placement is viewed as his mine, and I would in fact be Chayev. However, if a dog caught it, in which case the dog, Rashi points out, is earlier in the Masechta, Rashi says that it was a dog is going to be smaller than four tefachim, so therefore you don't have a valid Hanacha, that's why you're going to be Patur in that case, or if it was burnt, all these examples again, we're going to assume that you're going to be Patur, and that's what we mentioned before, that all these examples, you don't have the proper Akiva Hanacha, or the case with the person, you have Shnaim Shasu, that two people do the Malacha, so therefore you're going to be Chayev, Patur. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, Zarak La'asus Chabura, if someone threw an object on Shabbos in order to give someone a wound. So then, bein ba'adam, bein behema, whether it was a person or an animal, v'niska ad shelo nasis chabura, but then remember, wait, Shabbos, and the wound, and into the wound yet, in that situation, you're going to be putter. So why is it usher to give a wound on Shabbos? So we're going to see this Rashi actually in Daf Kuf Zayin. Rashi mentions two possibilities of why it's usher to inflict a wound on Shabbos. Either because you are, first of all, the regular isser, obviously you're not allowed to hit your friend or create wounds. That's a separate isser. But talking about Shabbos now, you're chayav misa for violating Shabbos when you inflict a wound on someone, even yourself. Why is that? Because Rashi quotes, maybe it's a told of the shochet. We know Nitilas Hashama is part of the Isra of Shochet, and this is also under that rubric of Nitilas Hashama of, in a smaller sense, causing the blood to causing someone a pain would be under that issue. Well, the other Rashi, maybe it's Tzoveya. You're creating a wound, it's coloring, you get black and blue. That is the issue. Whatever the issue is, your person's going to be Chayav Midei Reisa. Gemara now is going to point out that when this was done, where the guy's not going to be, in this situation over here, if you didn't do it, you're going to be putter. And now the Gemara is going to note that there was potential to contradiction. We did this in the previous ruling, that when you do something accidentally and the other person comes along, that you'd be shogig over there. And here the Mishnah seems to imply otherwise. So the Gemara is going to ask it's theory. And then the Mishnah continues, Zeh klal. So now, when it comes to, this is the general rule, kol chayv echatus einan chayv achatet klas and v'sofan shkaga. You have to be, and a person has to be, when it comes to korban chatas, you have to, both in the beginning and the end, when you complete the malacha, you have to be in a state of unawareness of making a mistake. If in the beginning I made a mistake and then I did it on purpose, or if I did it on purpose in the beginning and at the end I did it by accident, all those cases will be pturin. It needs to again be beginning and end, needs to be shogig. So again, that would mean by us is that the guy who's throwing it, he has to be, if he's aware of it before he throw it, that seemingly would not be considered malacha that he should be chayav on, which Gemara's going to note the stira. So now the Gemara says medayik in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that ha nacha chayav. So the Mishnah implied by telling us that if I was kal to acher, that if I threw it to Reuven, I intended to throw it to Reuven, and Shimon grabbed it and caught it, I'd be putter because the nacha went to Shimon. However, the Gemara was medayik. It makes an inference that if I had thrown it to Reuven, and in fact Reuven had caught it, then I would in fact be chayav. So the Gemara now asks, though, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, halo niskar, though, at the end of the day, didn't think that I remember, utanan, and we just say over here, kol chayav chatos einan chayav acha techilas and asof an shkaga, that anyone who's going to be chayav chatos is not going to be chayav unless he both does the beginning and the end in a case of unawareness. And in this situation, the guy realized after he threw it. So what's going on over here? This seems to be Sosa, the klal and the Reish and the Seifa seem to be arguing on each other. Gemara says, Amar of Kahana, Seifa asan lelechta umisna. That the Mishnah's last case in saying that someone is not going to be chayav chatas unless both the beginning and the end were in a case of shogig and unawareness, that was referring to the case of where you have Rashi describes it as you have these type of two, you have these barrels of wine that used to be carried on donkeys, and the barrel would be placed on a harness, and they would have a rope that was tied around this harness and strapped over the animal's back. In order to balance that load, they used to place a barrel on each side of the animal, and the ropes would be passed across the back of the animal, and it was clamped down together. That's the Iker point of the lachta over here, is a clamp, apparently. That's what Rashi says. So it's apparently this clamp that was tied by a rope, that you had a rope with it. So in this situation, when it comes to the clamp that's tied by the rope, where Gemara is pointing out, says, since you're still able to retract the clamp before moving the rope, so therefore, if you started the maisa and then you let it continue, since you could have fixed it by stopping it, so then you don't. That's considered mazi. That was what the that is what Zeif was referencing to. That situation should be chayv. But really, the reisha is in the first ruling. When we tell you in the reisha that you throw something and then you realize, since there's nothing you could do anymore, you already threw the object. There's nothing you could do. So even if I remember, there's no nafkamina. When there's a nafkamina, you can actually change the situation at hand. Then we're going to assume that you'd be putter because that's not fully shogi. However, if I remember it was Shabbos after I threw it, it doesn't matter anymore. It's too late because already there's nothing that can be done to change my maisa. So therefore, I would in fact be chayv a korban chatas. That's what the suggestion the Gemara wants to give. The Gemara says, though, wait a second, though. You can't answer that that's the case of the Mishnah for a separate reason. Lachta umisna ogdo biyadohu. That when it comes to this clamp and the rope that's attached to it, which you could fix around, the problem with that is that a person is holding onto it still. Now, if a person's still holding onto it, he's not even chayav for hotzah whatsoever. So even if the entire act is considered shogig, you're not even chayav achatas. Why not? Because you're not chayav midareisa. So for sure, you shouldn't be chayav. So the Gemara answers. Now the Gemara says, "Kegon shneskaven lasos chabura." The Mishnah's case is not referencing to the clamp; rather, he's referencing where he is referencing the clamp, but for a totally different purpose. He's throwing the clamp in order to injure someone, not to transfer it at all. Nothing to do with hotzah, but rather he's doing it to injure someone. And therefore, since I can stop the maisa again because we have the rope and the clamp, and I could still stop it midway through, and then I realized, so in that situation I'm not going to be chayav achata. So basically we keep the answer about the clamp, we just switch around what we're talking about in order to fit the fact that you'd be chayav midoraisa. Here I'd be chayav midoraisa for inflicting a wound. As I mentioned, person is chayav midoraisa for inflicting a wound on Shabbos to someone. So the Gemara asks, though, wait a second though, then if that's the case, though, hanina matanina, that then the Mishnah would just be repetitive, because the Mishnah already told us in the first part of the Mishnah, hazorek lasos chabur that if someone had thrown something in order to inflict a wound on someone, and then he remembered midway through, and he let it continue, he would be exempt from a chatas offering, because we're assuming the last part is going to be considered amazing. So now, why would the Mishnah be repeating its din two different times? It'd be explicitly telling you the same halacha. So the Gemara answers, therefore we have to give a different answer. It says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rava, that it's not what the case of the Mishnah is referring to. Rather, the Mishnah is referencing to a case of Mavir, of someone who's carrying an object for Avos in Rosh Hashanah. Since what's the chiddush over here? That at any time, a person's able to stop the action, because you need to walk 4 amos, right? So if you walk 2 amos, let's say, and then you stop, so the klipishut act has to be performed by accident in order to say that this person would in fact be chayev. So basically we're coming out now by saying that the Mishnah's first case is speaking of throwing an object. Again, there's no way of stopping that, since remembering Shabbos doesn't change anything. So therefore you're going to be chayev. And then basically this answer is just is piggybacking off the previous answer, except we're assuming that the previous answer understood that the Mishnah was referring to a case where he threw an object attached to a rope. Rava is explaining it to a case where he was carrying the object for amos, in which you could stop that maisa. So it's giving the same chiluk where you could stop the maisa versus not, just getting to a different technicality. Now the Gemara wants to reject this as well. Gemara says, well, wait a second, the Vaha Zach Klal the Ktani Azrika Ktani. But when the Mishnah uses the lashon of Zach Klal, this is the rule, it's a reference to throwing, which Rashi points out. Rashi says that we're referring to Bezorik Lasas Chabura, and now the Gemara is saying that if you want to say that where Stam Zorik is Lo Mifter Bezachira, the general case is going to be that a person's going to be Chayav a Korban generally when he throws something, the Mishnah goes Zach Klal, and it was coming off of the case of throwing. So clearly there can't be that's the regular case, because it wouldn't be saying the exception case and saying Zeklal, this is the rule for the exception case. If really most, the way we want to say it right now is that most times you're always going to be chayav for throwing. However, Zeklal is teaching you that in the exception case, you wouldn't say Zeklal, this is the rule for the exception. That's not how you do things. So the Gemara says, reminds me of in fifth grade we had a teacher, my Hebrew teacher. She said, "These are your permanent seats." and they're temporarily. That's our, I never forgot that. And these are permanent seeds announced on the first day. These are the permanent seeds temporarily. So it's like they're saying, this is the rule, but this is the exception. What are you saying over here? So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, Ela Amarava Tartikitani, that the Mishnah is teaching us two cases, the following two cases. So we're answering the Mishnah differently. We're reinterpreting the Mishnah. Hazorik Veniska Ma'achar Shiyatsa Miyado. Someone threw something, and then he remembered after already he left his hand. Inami Loniska Vakalta Acher. Or we're assuming that the person didn't remember that it was Shabbos, but another person caught it, or kalta chela v'shin isrfa, then in all those situations, you are going to be putter from a korban chatas because you remembered Shabbos before it landed. That was why you're going to be putter. In the other cases we mentioned before, all the exceptions before, because it landed someone else, or the dog, all those situations, because less than Dalit. According to this explanation, someone who remembers after throwing some Shabbos is not going to be chayv at all. He's going to be putter because you had a case of mazid, even though there's nothing you could do to fix it. We're assuming right now that the fact that you had realized is enough to assume you should be chayv. So now the Gemara wants to give another explanation. The Gemara says, Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no, you could say that, you could explain the Mishnah differently and still fit it into the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Chasur Mechz Ravachi, then Rashi points out that Ravashi is not going to be arguing, he's just explaining that you could actually fit this Lashon into the Mishnah. Whereas Rava wanted to say Tartikitani, Ravashi wants to fix up the Mishnah to amend it to fix the words. So the Gemara says, Hazorik, how is he going to fix it? He's going to say, Chasur Mechz Ravachi, Hazorik, Veniskar Ma'achar, Shiyatz Miyadah. Someone who accidentally threw an object and remembered that after it left his hand, but before he landed again, putter. Then all the situations again, if the a different person caught it, or if the dog caught it, or if it was burnt, you're going to be putter. Now, that if it landed though, he's going to be chayav because that's a regular case. When is that? But when it lands, if a person is going to be chayav, only shechazer v'shachach, if the guy who threw it had then forgotten again. And therefore, at the beginning of the throwing, and also at the end, even though you remembered in the middle, so let's say you threw it, I don't know, you threw it 10 amos. So the first three amos you remembered, you didn't remember, you forgot on Shabbos, and then you forgot on Shabbos for the next four amos, and then the last three amos you remembered on Shabbos again. So then, since you have three amos, you're going to be chayav a korban chatas because the beginning and the end was done b'shogeg. But however, if I remembered from the third amos till the tenth amos, since the end of this whole maisa had not been done with a shechacha, with a forgetting, so then I would not be chayav a korban chatas. Shekol chayav a chatas in chayav an adjit et chilas and usof an shkagav. Because when it comes to korban chatas, in order to be chayav a chatas, you have to be done at the beginning, as I mentioned. At the end, they'll all have to be done with a case of a forgetting. Okay, fine. Now the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah said, Zeh HaKlal, that this is going to be the rule. Kol chayav a chatas, and it's going to be chayav a chatas. And then now the Gemara is going to discuss this case. The Gemara says, Itmar, Shtei Amos B'Shogeg, Shtei Amos B'Mezit, and Bemezid Shtei Amos B'Shogeg. So what if someone's walking there, Shus Rabim? So he has the first two Amos he does by accident. Then he realizes, oh my God, I'm in Shus Rabim. But he continues to walk two Amos on purpose, and you have Mezid, and then you end off with another two Amos. So you had four Amos that was done B'Shogeg. However, though those two Amos in the middle interrupt them. So now the Gemara wants to just Rabba Mar Pater and Rabba Mar Chayev. Rabba says you're going to be Pater, and Rabba says you're going to be Chayev. So the Gemara is going to explain that really actually they're not arguing, and they're discussing different cases. What are they? Rabba Mar Pater, Afilo Rabba Gamil, Damar Enidil Lachatzi Shur. Rabba wants to tender this putter, even according to Gamliel, who in the case of, when it comes to writing, by Ksiva, we had this case earlier, that there's a machlokes from Gamliel and the Chachamim. Gamliel holds that if a person had written one letter and then realized there was Shabbos in between, and then wrote another letter, Rabbi Gamliel holds that you would still be chayiv in that case. So he holds that these yediyos are not mechalik. So even according to Gamliel, who says that ain yediyah lechatzishir, that the fact that you remembered in the middle still would not pater you from, would still say that you're still chayav a korban chatas, then in that case, even here, he would agree that you're going to be chayav. Why? Because hasam udichi gamar shiura b'shogeg kagamar. In the case of writing, since when he was chayav to write something, he had done the malacha totally in a case of Shogeg, right? He wrote the first letter b'shogeg, which is the malacha, and then he wrote the second letter b'shogeg. So what happened in the middle is irrelevant according to Rav Gamliel. Of a hacha the mezid lo. But here, you need four amos in order to carry it, and that four amos can only be connected either to the first two amos that you walked, or the last two amos. And since you don't have four amos that was done in the situation of shogeg, because over here, you did the middle case of mezid, a person is going to be putter from a korban chatas. So the Gemara wants to say, well, what are we discussing? What type of hotzah over here? Vamai, ibizorik. If we're talking about someone who had thrown something, shogegu, he's going to be considered shogeg since he couldn't prevent the object from traveling any further. So therefore, you would be considered shogeg. So why wouldn't he be chayav a chatas? That's what the Gemara is suggesting over here. So then the Gemara says, ela b'mavir. Rather, according to Rava, we're assuming that you're talking about the case of someone who's carrying an object for amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Since he's able to stop when he's done with the four amos, so therefore we're assuming that he did the other ones b'mezid. So that's what comes out over here. And since, so then what's the chilek at the end of the day? So we're assuming that since someone who throws an object six amos is going to be, he can't stop after four, let's say, so the entire six amos, we're going to assume, is going to be one entity, as the Tosafot seem to be saying. It's going to be sort of one entity, one action, and therefore we can't view four, we can't view two without the other two, and you have to mitzaref that two amos as being b'mezid, and therefore not going to be chayav achatas. Whereas when it came to the ksiva, as we mentioned, the ksiva was done with two different meisim. Now the Gemara says that Rava mar chayav, Rava wants the taina that you're going to be chayav, even according to the Rabbanan, who said that there is such a concept that the idea over there, according to Rabbanan, you actually are pater from a korban chatas, because you remembered in the middle that it was Shabbos, so therefore you only have one, letter, and one letter doesn't make you chayav, because you had the first letter that you wrote, and then you remembered it was Shabbos, and it already stopped the second letter, so it wasn't done, behelam echad, you need to be chayav behelam echad in one shot, and if you don't have that, you're not going to be chayav. Because over there, it's in the person's writing control, not the right second letter. So therefore, Valhacha the in biyado lo. Whereas over here, we're assuming over here that the person is not in control to prevent the maisa when he threw it. So then, in that situation, the Rabbanu would agree that you're going to, they agree with Chayv Achatas. So the Gemara says, what are we discussing over here? Uvimai, what case are we discussing? Ibn Mavi, if we're talking about someone who's carrying out Nershus Rabim, Dal Ramos, Hare Biyado, then it's certainly in his control to stop walking for Ramos. Elabazurk must be referring to someone who throws something, as we mentioned before. Then, since you no longer can stop it from traveling Dal Ramos, and therefore you would be Chayv a Korban Chatas according to the Rabbanan. That's what we want to bring out over here. They'd be Chayv a Korban Chatas. It comes off of the Gemara that the different cases of Rabba and Rava again are not arguing. This one is referring to that this case of Zorek, and the other one is referring to case of Mavir, so therefore they're not really arguing in Halakha L'maisa. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, some change it to the Girsa of Rava, whatever the Girsa is, Zarak v'nacha b'fiya kela b'fiya kivshan, someone threw in their sister Rabin in the mouth of a dog or the opening of a fire that was immediately burnt, Chayav, then he's going to be Chayav v'chata. So the Gemara says that's seemingly against our Mishnah. V'hanant nan, kalta achar kalta kelev osin v'pater. We said explicitly in our Mishnah that if someone caught it or the dog caught it, or is burnt, you're going to be pater from a chata. How could Rava, whoever the Girsa is, assume that you're going to be Chayav v'chata? So the Gemara is a fundamental chiluk. Hasam de lomiskavin, where we're talking about our Mishnah, the guy didn't want the dog to catch it or land into the fire, and therefore, since his ma'aseh wasn't completed, then it's not malachas machshavas. However, over here, halacha de kamechav, and here, in the case of Rava, Rava was discussing a case, wanted to throw a dafka to the kelev to have the dog take it for him, and then the Gemara is going to explain it based on the support that when someone is machshav the area, even though it's less than the shear, right? You need to travel from Rishus Yachin and have a nacha, or Rishus Rabim and have a nacha, Rishus Yachin, or vice versa. You still need to have nacha, Rishus Yachin. Rishus Yachin needs to be four tefachim wide, and you don't have that in the dog's mouth. So the Gemara is going to assume that when you machshav the area, then it creates that, and the Gemara brings a proof of the Gemara. So it says, Amar Abeva Arbaye, Afanam Tamanina. We learn this out in the Mishnah. Yesh Ochel Achila Achas. The Mishnah Krisis tells us someone who does one act of eating. Rashi points out a single kazayas is a kasha because I received from Kippur. Why? How is it kazayas? For one action of eating, you can be chayav four different korban chatas and a korban ashim. And what are they? Atame shachal chaylev v'hu noser min mukdashin b'yom ha-kipurim. So we have four different areas. A person's eating tameh, which is, and then he ate kodesh, and a person eating chelev, a person eating nosar, eating food that was left over, right, from a korban, let's say a korban chatas only has one day, a korban toda has 2 days, so if you eat past that time, that's another avera, and eating on Yom Kippur. Those are the four different averas that you've done in this situation. Rabbi Meir wanted to add on, Meir says, Imaiso Shabbos, Votsiyo Chayav. Rabbi Meir says, if you took it out on Shabbos, so you did Haotza as well, you're going to be Chayav another avera, you got five. So to which the Rabbanans responded to him, Amrullah, Inam and Hashem, they said that no, that carrying, granted this is a violation of carrying, which will be very important because they're going to agree that this is still a violation of carrying, but yet this violation of carrying has nothing to do with achila, so therefore it doesn't count. But with the Gemara is bringing a proof over here, since the Rav Chachamim fundamentally agree that this is part of the violation of carrying, so then they agree with their mayor that you're going to be carrying in this way. The Gemara analyzes. The Gemara says that really true. Why are you going to be chayav for carrying food in your mouth? No one carries it in their mouth. If I want to take something from place A to place B, someone, you give me your gloves, so I don't put them in my mouth to carry them. So that's ridiculous. So why should be chayav? Ela kevin dekamechavin. No, apparently over here, since a person had intended originally that when he intended to eat the food while walking, we're talking about food over here, apparently the person's fact that he wants to transfer the food, he wants to eat it from place A to place B in this manner, then the fact that you do it in this manner would make it chayav in this case. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, so to over here, since the guy who's throwing it intends for the object to land in the dog's mouth in the fire, then his intent is going to halachically change it into a rishus that is viewed as fourth fachim wide, even though it doesn't have the proper shear, and therefore that is the parallel between the two cases. So therefore, we finish with that. We finish Hajj al-Chazorach, Hajj al-Chazorach, Hajj al-Chazorach. So now we're starting the next parak, and the next parak is discussing, really, it's going to continue. This is actually the first time we're really discussing other malachos. Really, we've only discussed Hotzah, then we mentioned 39 malachos Aga, but really didn't get specifically mentioning the malachos. So here, we're going to start mentioning Melachos of Bona, we're going to start with that one, and Choresh is going to come up plowing, and Ksiva writing. So these are all the other men, the Toldos, and all these different Inyanim are going to be the, specifically, the and all the different, and Pratim about that, and get into nitty gritty details about these Melachos. That's really going to be the content of this Parak. So now with that, we're ready to start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Habona, someone who's building, Kama Ibn Viachayev, what's the minimum shear that he has to build in order to be Chayev? Merely, if he does it B'mezeg, he's going to be Chayev Misa, and if he does it B'shogeg, he's going to be Chayev, only a Korban Chatas. The Mishnah says, Habona Kolshu, that someone who builds any amount is going to be Chayev. V'amisate is also when someone who chisels a stone, actually points out that we're discussing over here that they used to square up the stones and prepare it for building. Apparently, that's the local custom. That was the minhag of each makom, that's where they used to make it for decorative purposes. V'amakev patash. Someone who that's the final touch, right? The makapatish is striking the final blow with the hammer or with the sledgehammer. The hakodeach, someone who's drilling, kolshu, any, if any of these situations are going to be kolshu chayav, any amount is going to be chayav. Zeh klalis is the rule. Kolosu malachu malachu miskayemes. When it comes to here specifically, but binyan, if anyone's doing the binyan and is the malacha that he has done, it lasts a long time. Then b'shabbes chayav, then you're going to be chayav on Shabbos because it lasts for a long time and it's a permanent. It needs to be permanent for in order to be chayav the binyan. Someone who also strikes a hammer with this heavy steel is going to be chayav nishu kimisak malacha because it's like someone who is improving the work. The Gemara is going to discuss the shita. The Gemara now says, "Wait a second. Kol shel mai chaza. We said you're going to be chayav b'dar reisa for building any amount. So what is it? What is it? Any amount? What does it help you? How can you build any amount? What malacha you? What a benefit has you provided?" The Gemara says, "Amar b'yam yashikin ani chofer guma. No, there is a poor person will dig a small hole and what he'll do? That's stand up baprusav and he'll put inside his pennies that he has in there. To kavasa gabi mishkan. We see that a similar thing by the mishkan. Shikin tofer yirios chofer guma because that's stand up that those who were sewing the curtains in the Mishkan, they would dig a small hole in order to store their needles in it. So Gemara says, Abaye rejects this. I'm going to say, Abaye Amar, Keva de Mishtakhe, since the needles are going to Mishtaki, they're going to rust if you store them in the ground. Lo Avdeachhe, people wouldn't do this. So rather, Ella, what would they do? Why is there a minimum share of bone on the smallest amount? She can ani ose put pate kira ketana lish botaleh kdera ketana. That the poor person, he put a small tiny stove in order to set up a pot of food within it. And this poor person who would have a tiny, Rashi points out, a tiny klecheris, a small earthenware stove in which he would put a little bit of food that he has in this tiny little stove top. The kavasik of a mishkan, which we see a similar thing by the mishkan, mivashli simonalitz bo yiril shechasim alachtan. If when they cooked the herbs to dye the curtains that were missing some of the dye, when they did too little, Rashi points out they underestimated how much dye they needed to use. Also, people would make kirakatana, yurakatana. They would make this tiny little stove in order to make the small amount of dye that they needed. The Gemara asked the kasha this: Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Einu Niyos Bakum Ashiras. What do you mean? That's not true. In the Mishkan, they used to be extremely place of rich wealth and prosperity. The Mishkan, they were extremely machmir to make sure they had an abundance of everything. They made sure they had way more than the amount necessary for everything, so it would never be choser anything. So it can't be that was the case of the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, so therefore, Rav Acha bar Yaakov suggests another answer why the minimum shear for building is a tiny amount. Ela shekim balabais sheyesh lo nekev bebiroso vesosbo. That was someone who owns a house, what would he do if he has a small little hole? He will, in his big house, he will seal it with clay. Why? Actually, why is that? Because he's bothered by this. Even this small little hole, he wants to fix it up. So therefore, you're going to the Kavasik of a Mishkan. We see this a similar thing by the Mishkan. Shekein keresh shenafla bodarna matif letocha avar visosmo. That if you have a beam in the Mishkan, which a worm fell and dug a little bit hole, what would they do? Then the craftsman would have to pour the lead into the hole and seal it up. So therefore, you're going to be chayav in the kol shiva. So the Gemara stands with the Mishnah's reasoning. Just gives a different last explanation that we end up accepting is with the hole, that they would fill up the hole on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Hamitzad is as an even chayav. Someone who positions a stone in the ground is going to be chayav. Rashi points out that since you're setting the stone in the ground and it's therefore going to be put firmly in place, even if you don't add cement, you are going to be chayav because you have started the foundation of this object. And where it says, "Meisiv with a kasha in the brisa, echad nosin as even echad nosin atit." If a person sets the stone to place it on the wall, and someone else adds the cement, hanosin atit chayav. Someone who adds the cement is going to be chayav. However, according to this, the first part of the brisa seems to say that the guy who nosin as even, the guy who's setting the stone, is not going to be chayav at all. But according to Shmuel, lechor, we just said you're going to be fully chayav. So where it answers now, where it says, "Wait a second, letemach emasefa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Afilo, ha'elav ve'niachal gabi dimus." But in this very brace, Rabbi Yossi explained that even if someone, all he had to do is lift the stone and place it on top of the rows of stones, he's going to be chayef. Even for that little amount, how are we going to explain to Rabbi Yossi at all? So the Gemara says, therefore, we have to explain that there's really three different levels, this is the Gemara, based on the brace. Rather, there's three levels of stages of building a wall. Tasa, metzia, v'ila. Tasa is the bottom wall. Metzia, like above metzia, is the middle. V'ila is the top one. Tata bayit tzidude ve'afra. The bottom row needs only that you have to, all you need to do is tzidude ve'afra, is to position it on the ground. Metzia bay nami tina. The middle row also needs cement. And ila banach ba'alma. So the top row is going to, all you have to do is place it. So the bottom row, all you have to do is position it. That's like Shmuel, you're going to be chayav on that amount. Metzia that requires cement, that is going to be like the brisa. The first price is Tanakama Shita, and the Ela is going to be like Rabbi Yossi, where all you have to do is place it. Really, they're not necessarily arguing. The three different Shitas are talking about the three different levels of the binyan that you have to do. Now, the Mishnah also told us, V'hamisatit, someone who's chiseling out a stone, misatit mishumai mechayev. Which malacha has someone going to be chayev when it does misatit, chiseling out the stone? Rav Amar Mishum Boinim. The Rav says they're going to be chayev in the building. Mishmah Amar, the other Makapatish, but Makapatish is a different malacha. I mentioned Makapatish is this final strike, if that applies to anything, finishing touch on any type of thing that you're making, is going to be chayev. So Aga, the poskim hazmaninu, Rav Asher Weiss thinks a lot of things are daraisas nowadays, even like electricity shaylas or phones and things like that, because they're always makabapatish. You're putting the final blow on a lot of finishing touch on a lot of these things. Okay, either way, the Gemara says now, Osa nekeb balul shel tarnagolim, someone who makes the hole in a chicken coop, Rav Amar Shem Bonin, you're going to be chayav because of building a Shmuel Shem makabapatish. You're going to be chayav because you had final step of making the chicken coop, and then therefore you're going to be chayav of makabakatish. Ayal shufta bekufta demara is someone inserts a type of pin into the handle of a hoe. Rav Amar Mishum Bainer, Rav says you're going to be chayav because you built it. Shmuel Amar Mishum Makabatish, you finish up building this hoe, and therefore you're going to be chayav makabapatish. So now the Gemara says, why do I need all three cases over here? So the Gemara says, you need all three for the following. It's Richa, we need all three. Yesh, if you only told me the first case, then I would have thought that the case of chiseling a stone, only in that case, Rav Atir Chayav, Binyan Mishun, that looks like you're building. That's how you build. The standard construction house calls for stones to be chiseled out. So therefore, that's Binyan Aval. Osa Nekeb, Beloso, Tarnagolim, Dein Derech Binyan Mekach, but setting up the hole in the chicken coop, that's not the usual manner people build. So therefore, the standard buildings don't have these small little holes in them. So therefore, that's the Derech Binyan. So therefore, I would have thought that Rav would agree in that case to Shmuel. Well, then I would have thought he agrees to Shmuel, therefore he has to explain that Rav is arguing to Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, so then, if you tell me only that case of the case of the lul, because in that case, making the hole is something that's somewhat dissimilar to building because you need it for fresh air. We know how important fresh air is in the whole corona thing, right? Always leave the windows open now and everything like that. Fresh air, you build like that. So, aval shufta bekufta demara, when it comes to the pin in the handle of the hoe, not the way people generally build. I would have thought he would agree to Shmuel that it's only because of the makabachadish, the finishing touch of the malacha. And if you only told me these cases, that only the last case, only in that case, Shmuel is going to say that's the final line touch. Those first two, which similarly very much look like binyan, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav. Therefore, I need all three cases. So the Gemara says, Rav, which malacha is someone chiseling out going to be chayav? So his hand down and showing him that it was Meravis to him that he was on based on Makab Patish. The Marnav says, Akasha, but not, we learn in the mission of Mesat and Makab Patish. It's seemingly two different things. It says someone chisels out and someone strikes. That with a hammer, clearly our mission is implying that chiseling out and striking with a hammer are two different Avmalachas. So the Gemara says, Ema Mesat and Makab Patish. We answer, the Mishnah really should read, someone who chisels a stone, who is striking the final blow with a hammer, meaning that that is part of Makab Patish. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we could bring a raya against Rabbi Yochanan from the following, Akodech, Kol Shu Chayah. Someone who drills any amount is going to be chayav. Now, Bipasha, someone who's drilling amount also wants to put something into it. So, where says Bishlam the Rav? Now, understand for Rav, who understands that this whole thing was a binyan, then I get it. Because it looks like you're building, right? You're getting ready to drill the hole because you're building. But according to Shmuel, who says that it's all because of you didn't finish it yet, right? You didn't do the finishing touch because you're going to pass this, like we mentioned before. You're going to be putting something in the hole after you do that, so you haven't done the finishing touch. So, where says, so what are we doing? over there. We're talking about a person who pierced the wall with an iron nail. And then, what did he do? He left it in the wall to hang things on it, so therefore you've actually done the final touch. You've done the Makar Patish, and in this situation that we've answered for Shmuel, to assume that would be a case of Makar Patish. So we finish up over here. Mirza Shem will pick up with Zach Lal. Mirza Shem tomorrow.